Max and Matt, Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to talk about COVID quickly. COVID. There is some good news, some disturbing news. Let's talk about it right now. Disturbing news. Based on a poll, pretty accurate poll, 30% of Americans say that they either definitely will not get the vaccine or probably won't. A little over 30%. 15% of them said they will never get the vaccine. They're anti-vaxxers. Another 17% said that they probably would not. They might be persuadable. Here's the problem with that, those figures. Let's say it's 30%. That means 70% that said they will or probably will. Probably not every one of them will. Well, when you talk about herd immunity, 70% is on the low end. You want herd immunity more up around 80%. If 80% of the people are immunized, have gotten the vaccine, as a practical matter, it's very, very hard for the virus to replicate, to mutate, and to come up with different strains. Something's got to be done. And Trump was a big part of it, kind of making fun of masks, making fun, you know, a vaccine, you know, well, what the heck? They think that something like bleach in their veins is just as good. Some people actually did put bleach in their veins. His anti-science approach hurt a lot. Biden's will help. But there has got to be concerted public education and, frankly, concerted advocacy among people who are really well regarded in all communities that this business about vaccine hesitancy and I'm tired of tickling people under the chin with a turkey feather about a vaccine. Get it. You know, some people say, well, it's my right not to get it and all that. And the fact of the matter is that as none of your business, well, it is my business because it's one thing to say, you know, you don't have to do this or you don't have to do that. It's quite another thing to say you don't have to do this or that. But the minute you walk up next to me in a store or something, you could give me a fatal disease. Now, I'm getting vaccinated. We're all going to get vaccinated. But this is wrong. The courts have held that employers can require somebody to be vaccinated, and if they're not, they can lose their job. Now, this has to be a linkage between the vaccination and their job. In other words, if somebody's only working remotely, that wouldn't fly. But if somebody's in a meatpacking plant or something where you're working with other employees, they have rights too. They have rights too. And some people would say, if they're just libertarians, well, it's the Darwin effect. People that aren't vaccinated will die in greater numbers and their genes are out of the gene pool. Well, it's pretty cold. It's a very cold thing to say. But other than that, no, it's not just their genes are out of the gene pool. They will contaminate healthy people who are not vaccine resistant, but are either too young at this point or whatever to get the vaccine. So 30%, actually a little more, say they won't get the vaccine. Or they probably won't. And that's just wrong. Requires a concerted effort. We're not benefited. We're not benefited by a corrupt Republican majority, gerrymandered majority in the state legislature who even resist masks. We're not benefited. Let me talk about masks. Data just came out from the CDC, Center for Disease Control. If you double mask, and they recommend a base mask of one of those surgical masks you've seen, then a cloth mask over it. It keeps out more than 95 or 6% of the virus. More than 95 or 6%. The reason for 95 or 96, no one ever says 100 because that's perfection and there's never perfection. But as a practical matter, you are not going to pick up the virus if you do that with two masks. The state gerrymandered illegitimate legislature, the Republicans, their caucus, say no masks. We don't want a mask mandate from the governor because we don't want him to get credit politically. That's sick. But if that's what you say, okay, then pass it yourself. No, we're not going to pass it ourselves because our base doesn't want it because Trump said you don't have to wear masks. And Trump got COVID and he came out of it stronger, he says. And he goes, They misquote Nietzsche and they say, well, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger. That's not what he said. And it ignores all of his philosophy. These people drive me nuts. It drives me nuts to listen to him trying to pontificate. So double mask, wear a base surgical mask and a cloth one over and tighten it so there's no wiggle room around the side, and you will be protected 95.6% or higher of all viruses. And get the vaccine. Sign up. I know it's a hassle. There are a lot of distribution issues that are being worked out. Get the vaccine. Get the vaccine. One other odd fact, and people don't know the history of it, so I'm going to give you the history of it. There's a right-wing commentator named Charlie Sykes. I know Charlie Sykes. Charlie Sykes, before he worked for WTMJ in Milwaukee and before he had his own show every week, conservative, had worked for WISN-TV, my client, and he'd been a reporter, been a good reporter, but he decided to go on, and now he's national. You'll see him. He's a contributor on MSNBC, and he has his own blog and podcast and all that. He announced yesterday, Charlie Sykes, that he is no longer a Republican. Charlie Sykes is no longer Republican. Oh, really? Well, let me tell you a little history. At one time, Charlie Sykes never was a Republican. Charlie Sykes, in the early 1970s, ran for the assembly as a Democrat. As a Democrat. Charlie Sykes was a liberal Democrat. His father, Jay Sykes, I knew him, he was a friend of mine, was a liberal TV commentator on the old Channel 18. He had me on his show back in the 70s. Charlie was a Democrat. He went neocon under Ronald Reagan. He got mesmerized by Ronald Reagan, went neocon, sort of like Bolton. And, you know, so they were harder on Iran than a lot of people. I don't think that everything they said was actually wrong, but Charlie Sykes sucked along in the Republican Party until he saw Trump. Then he realized that the Republican Party is an authoritarian party, and he's now getting out. Well, he's not just getting out. He's going back to his roots. He's going back to the roots of Jay Sykes and him running for the assembly, I think it was, in 1972 as a Democrat. We're coming to the end of the show. Matt Flynn direct. Back tomorrow, same time, same place. Stand by for some great programming. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate's Diamond Crute, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils. And on Saturday, Ask the Builder with Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows. Let's get local. Outside the Pizza Box, my favorite with Pizza Box Mike, Max Inc. Radio. A lot of great programming coming up. But we're signing off for today. The proceeding in the Senate chambers will continue on the impeachment. The last 8 hours of Jamie Raskin, the impeachment managers, and they probably won't use the whole 8 hours. They're doing a great job with a great case. So signing off for today, Matt Flynn direct. Back same time, same place tomorrow.